I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, finding victory over internet pornography, and my name is Tom. I wore my fire shirt because our whole theme tonight is going to be about the refiner's fire. I got to teach this lesson a year ago, and the Lord is good, another year. Jack asked me, you want to teach the lesson? Yes. I said, is there another answer? He said, well, maybe. I found a GIF when he emailed me the final question. You want to do it on the 30th? I just sent him a GIF of the, whatever the guy's name, in the boss in office going. So, yes. Please join me tonight. We're going to have our principle and step up on the board. This is the penultimate lesson on the penultimate day of July. I like that word, penultimate. The very next to last lesson in our series on the next to last day in the month of July. Principle 8 says, read these with me, please. Yield myself to God and to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. We're a little hot on the reverb, gentlemen, please. And the verse for that goes, happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires, Matthew 5:10. Step 12, having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. The verse is, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Galatians 6:1. We'll revisit that verse a little bit later in a different version, which is nice too. So, have you ever really stop to think about the rending process that happens in recycling? There's recycling, right? Besides the collecting and sorting and cleaning, plastics are shredded and melted down by heat and pressure. Glass is crushed and melted. Aluminum is also shredded, melted in specialized high-temp furnaces. Then they're purified to remove any remaining impurities. Then all these materials go through the reforming process so that they can be made into something new. Recycled. Guess what we're going to talk about tonight? Recycling. Recycling our pain and impurities by allowing God's fire and light to shine on us, to melt down our old hurts, habits, and hang-ups so that we can be reformed again in a positive way. They can be recycled to show others how we worked the principles and steps with Jesus' healing, work them into a solution, and how we have come through the darkness of our pain into Christ's glorious freedom and light. In my 4 years of recovery, God has sometimes brought to my mind a song, usually from my distant past, and my past is filled with a lot of song, usually fairly familiar. But each time, the song, whether it's an old hymn or a worship song, but it is directly applied to some need or question that I've been praying about. Not long ago, I was finishing my prayer journal entry. I journal at night. And I was discussing my role in leadership. I closed with the sentence, you lead, I follow, others respond to you. But then he hit me with a 90s worship song that fit our conversation. One that I hadn't sung for quite a while. The next day, I pulled out the lesson notes for yes to prepare. Only God could have put two completely seemingly separate things together in that kind of a, we'll call it a coincidence. He probably had Brian Dirksen write the song for then, for him and then, and for me now, and for us now. We actually did this last year when I did this lesson. So maybe you'll remember it. I have the words up this time. I hope. There we go. I just had shots in my back this week. They're helping, finally, but they're not quite there yet. So please bear with me. Are we good on this? Did you hear that? Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin, deep within. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. I am ready to do your will. Make me ready to do your will. Well, thank you for singing with me. We will close with another Brian Dirksen. That's just a warning. Come on. Purifying by fire, being cleansed from within. It may have pain associated with it, but it's a good kind of pain. And it's so much less than the pain from which we are being cleansed and purified. Eustace Clarence Scrub, the favorite opening of a book, there was a boy called Eustace Clarence Scrub, and he almost deserved it. One of the Chronicles of Narnia. In the book Voyage of the Dawn Treader, Eustace had been turned into a dragon. At first, he kind of liked the power. not long. After trying and failing repeatedly to get out of the dragon's skin, does that sound familiar? Aslan, the lion and Christ figure in the story, was helping restore him by cutting through the dragon's scales with his claw to reveal Eustace's own body. In Eustace's words, "The very first tear he made was so deep, and I thought it had gone right into my heart. And when he began pulling the skin off, oh, it hurt worse than anything I've ever felt. The only thing that made me able to bear it was just the pleasure of feeling the stuff peel off. You know, if you've ever picked a scab on a sore place, it hurts like billy-o, but it's such fun to see it coming away." Girls wouldn't understand that, right? Society tells us that pain is useless. That's useless, not Eustace. In fact, people are coming to believe that people in pain are useless. The youth in Asia could tell you all about youth in Asia. Sorry. At Celebrate Recovery, we know that pain has value. Even more so, the people who experience pain have value. God never wastes a hurt. If you notice the sticker, it says that right there. That's a CR sticker, by the way. God never wastes a hurt. So while the world says no, tonight we say yes. Yes is our acrostic. Couldn't be any more positive. Yes. Three letters. Yes. Y for yield myself to God. If you're taking notes, that's the first one. Yield myself to God. E for example. Example is what is important. And S for serve. Serve others as Jesus Christ did. Yield myself to God. Example is what is important. Serve others as Jesus Christ did. The why is principle 8 itself. Yield myself to God to be used to bring this to others, both by my example and by my words. To truly practice this principle, we must give God the latitude he needs to use us as he sees fit. We do that by presenting everything we have, our time, our talents, our treasures, to him. We hold nothing back. We hold loosely anything that we have because we recognize that all of it comes from his hand in the first place. When we have yielded to him, God can use us as his instruments to carry the message to others in word and in action. Here's that Genesis 6:1 that I mentioned, but it's also adding 2. This is in the Living Bible. If a Christian is overcome by some sin, humbly help him back onto the right path, remembering that the next time it might be one of you who is in the wrong. Share each other's troubles and problems, and so obey the Lord's command. That leads us to the E in yes, example. Example is what is important. People take your example far more seriously than they take your advice. I was taught to avoid cliches like the plague. So here goes. More is taught than caught. No, sorry, backwards. More is caught than taught. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Don't tell me, show me. Your walk needs to match your talk. We all know that talk is cheap because the supply always exceeds the demand. If you want someone to see what Christ will do for them, let them see what Christ has done for you. Here is a question to ask yourself when you get to this principle. Does my lifestyle reflect what I believe? In other words, does it show others the patterns of this world? Selfishness, pride, lust? Or does it reflect the love, humility, and service of Jesus Christ? Paul said to Timothy, "Arouse the love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a genuine faith." That's in 1 Timothy 1:5. Recently, we have heard some powerful and poised testimonies. Bravo all who have given their testimony to God's faithfulness. You have shown all of us the power of Principle 8. You believe in Jesus Christ enough to share your life, its successes and failures, its weaknesses and strengths, with others who are suffering from their own pain, their hurts and habits and hang-ups. You have given us a piece of your heart rather than a piece of your mind. That's a good example. Our goal again for the year ahead is to have testimonies every other week as we work on each step. So if you have been in recovery for a while and haven't yet shared your story, get busy. Write it out and get it to Jack or your sponsor. For those who are still new to this recovery process, from first timer to, I'm sure that light at the end of the tunnel is not a train coming on. Don't let the seeming enormity of the inventory, the testimony, leadership goals stress your present progress. The Chinese proverb says, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. But left unsaid is that there will still need to be that second step and third. And as we like to say here at CR, keep coming back. That's right, and you're worth it. The bigger goals may look like mountains now. But when you've mastered the foothills, they aren't so terribly high. Think about Pikes Peak. Ever seen Pikes Peak in Colorado? It's 14,000 feet high, same as Mount Rainier in Washington, and 3,000 feet taller than Hood. But it stands only 6,000 feet above Colorado Springs, the town. So it looks more like a hike than an all-out climb. It's all a matter of perspective. The last letter in yes is serve. S for serve others as Jesus Christ did. When you reach Principle 8, you are ready to pick up the Lord's towel, the one with which he washed and dried the disciples' feet in the upper room the night before he was crucified. He said, "And since I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done for you." John 13, 14, and 15. You don't have to give your testimony to 300 people or even 30 to do a service. All services rank the same with God. You can say YES to Principle 8 in many ways. Being an accountability partner, you've heard that term. Find someone in your small group who agrees to encourage and support you as you work through your principles. You agree to do the same thing for them. You hold one another accountable for working on an honest program. I call them my AF, my accountability force, because I need more than one. You can be a sponsor. Sponsors are people who have worked the steps. Their job is to guide newcomers on their journey through the steps, to give a gentle nudge when they are procrastinating, or to slow them down when they are rushing through a step. Sponsors do so by sharing their personal journey on their road to recovery. You could be a greeter or set up signs or the book table. These people get to celebrate recovery a little early to prepare the space and welcome and provide directions to newcomers. They provide the newcomer with an important first impression of Celebrate Recovery. You could help with dinner They need help from setup to cleanup and everything in between, including, yes, cooking. Help with the Solid Rock Cafe, setup, cleanup, baking, serving. Invite someone from church. Ask someone from your secular groups, or a neighbor, friend, or coworker. The world is full of two kinds of people, those who divide people into groups and those who don't. Seriously, two kinds of people. Wait, what? Givers and takers. The takers eat well, but the givers sleep well. Be a giver. There are many, many more areas to serve. Make suggestions. A shout out to many who have been doing just that. Get involved. It's more fun anyway. Principle 8 comes down to this. Do what you can with what you have where you are. Make your life a mission, not an intermission. The road to recovery leads to service. When you reach Principle 8, the road splits. Some of you will choose to serve at Celebrate Recovery. Others will choose to serve in other areas of the church. The fact is that we need both. We need you to share your experiences, strengths, and hopes to newcomers here on Thursday nights because we recover in community. You do so as leaders, sponsors, accountability partners. But the church also needs your service. As you serve outside of Celebrate Recovery, you can share your experiences with others and get them into recovery where they can be ready to work on their hurts, habits, and hang-ups. A good daily prayer might be, from Principle 8, might be, Dear Jesus, as it would please you, bring me someone today whom I can serve. Amen. As Jesus served by example, now he serves by extension. Will you pray this week that you can be his hands, his feet, his mouthpiece, by extension and by his power? Did I mention that God reinforces his answers to me sometimes in incredibly coincidental resources lining up, pounding me on the head? Just yesterday morning, our Timothy Keller Psalms devotional closed with his prayer. For himself, I'm sure, before he passed away, and for me and us, here's his prayer. Lord, I am constantly asking you to give me your strength to change me and heal me. But nothing is more empowering and life-transforming than simply adoring you. Inject the truth of your wisdom, love, holiness, and sovereignty down deep into my heart until it catches fire there and makes me new. Amen. Brian Dirksen wrote the song we sang at the beginning, Refiner's Fire. He also wrote another song that was very related to this lesson. I couldn't not bring it tonight because it's about lighting a fire. The fact that Brian Dirksen passed away just last Thursday night brought him to mind and was my impetus for bringing this as our closing prayer, by the way. So, I find it. There it is. Here we go.
Fire again, don't let my vision die. I'm calling out. deeds. I'm calling out, light the fire again. I need your discipline. I'm calling out, light the fire again. I'm here to buy gold, refined in the fire. Naked and poor, wretched and blind, I come. Clothed in wine, so I won't be ashamed. Lord, light the fire again.
Thank you, Lord. You can fire me now.